packing up the rent. We're gonna burn it down, burn it down.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Liv and Sophie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Albanese government will enforce a $50 million fine to tech giants who fail to comply with the new social media ban for under-16s. This world's first bill, banning young teens from platforms such as X, TikTok, Facebook and Instagram, has received widespread criticisms from the internet experts and libertarian MPs for its hindrance to social connection. However, this introduced fine highlights the resilience of this ban.
The pumped hydro project at Barumba Dam is reportedly placing endangered species at risk due to destroying protected habitats. The project would potentially provide renewable power to roughly 2 million homes through the construction of 7 dams that would move huge quantities of water. However, this would require the destruction of almost 1,500 hectares of forest that is the known habitat of several threatened species and ecosystems that are protected under the Commonwealth Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act. Queensland Premier David Crisafulli confirmed that his government intends to find an affordable and environmentally respectful way to enact the project.
In national news, a blaze that devastated Melbourne nightclub Lux in the early hours of this morning is being suspected by police as arson. The fire in this nightclub, located on Chapel Street in South Yarra, requires 50 firefighters and 15 fire trucks to attempt to fight the blaze. Thankfully, the club was closed at the time and nobody was injured. However, the first floor has been completely burnt. Some of Chapel Street was closed.
A recent audit of supermarkets has shown companies are charging less for plastic-wrapped produce 73% of the time. Environmental groups are insisting urgent action to reduce this plastic waste, saying these supermarket giants are fueling Australia's plastic waste problem significantly. As well as unneeded plastic waste, people are more likely to buy the bulk plastic wrap produce when the prices are cheaper, which adds to food waste when customers buy more than they actually consume. A review by the Australian Packaging Covenant Organisation showed Australia is on track to fail its national packaging targets, which includes a phase-out of unnecessary and single-use plastic packaging by 2025.
In international news, South African authorities have been ordered by the court to ease their siege against illegal miners. The court has called for the removal of a blockade around the mine in which 4,500 people have been trapped for months in fear of arrest. In a crackdown on illegal operations, the police have stopped relatives from delivering food and water to those trapped underground. A recent court win meant that family members should be able to deliver necessities to those inside. However, the authorities have only intensified their siege. Many of these illegal miners are often people living in extreme poverty that have been recruited by criminal gangs to enter these closed or inactive mines. All those who resurface will be given medical attention before being processed and detained.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It is currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au/news.
Thank you so much, Zedliners, for bringing us the stories of the day.
Oh, no worries.
There's one thing I wanted to touch on very quickly. Did you say the Packaging Covenant?
Yeah, well, that's what it's called, apparently. The Australian Packaging Covenant Organisation.
That sounds like they're meeting in wizard robes. They pass around the, like, reusable chalice.
That's probably what they do.
They all wear white gloves. It's super freaky. Like, yeah. I just feel like Packaging Covenant, the word covenant is so much stronger than anything, any organisation to do with packaging needs.
I've never heard of anyone else calling their organisation a covenant.
Like, that's some biblical stuff.
They're out here doing dark magic.
Looks like coven. I thought it was, like, witch related. Perhaps.
Do you watch Buffy by any chance?
No.
All right. Thanks again, Zedliners. It is just gone past 10 a.m. and we are going into Talking Zed's country. We're going to play a cheeky track to lead us in. This is Growing Pains by Asher Jeffries. You're listening to 4ZZZ.